They're telling us just what they think. You know, the United States wants to silence the one free television channel in the Arab world because it's broadcasting a whole range of things from Powell over to Osama bin Laden. So the U.S. is now joining the repressive regimes of the Arab world to try to shut it up. But if you listen to it, if you listen to what bin Laden says, it's worth it. I mean, there are plenty of interviews. And there are plenty of interviews by leading Western reporters, if you don't want to listen to his own voice, Robert Fisk and others. And what he's been saying is pretty consistent for a long time. He's not the only one, though maybe he's the most eloquent. It's not only consistent over a long time, it's consistent with their actions. So there's every reason to take it seriously. Their prime enemy is what they call the corrupt and oppressive, authoritarian, brutal regimes of the Arab world. And when they say that, they get quite a resonance in the region. And they want to replace them by properly Islamist governments. That's where they lose the people of the region. But up till then, they're with them. From their point of view, even Saudi Arabia, the most extreme fundamentalist state in the world, I suppose, short of the Taliban, which is an offshoot, even that's not Islamist enough for them. It has even more than that. Okay, at that point, they get very little support. But up until that point, they get plenty of support. Also, they want to defend Muslims elsewhere. They hate the Russians. Like poison. But as soon as the Russians pulled out of Afghanistan, they stopped carrying out terrorist acts in Russia, as they'd been doing with CIA backing before that in Russia, not just in Afghanistan. They did move over to Chechnya, but there they're defending Muslims against the Russian invasion. Same with all the other places I mentioned. From their point of view, they're defending Muslims against the infidels. And they're very clear about it, and that's what they've been doing. Why did they turn against the United States? Well, that had to do with what they called the U.S. invasion of Saudi Arabia. In 1990, the U.S. established permanent military bases in Saudi Arabia, which, from their point of view, is comparable to the Russian invasion of Afghanistan, except that Saudi Arabia is way more important. That's the home of the holiest sites of Islam. And that's when their activities turned against the United States. Recall that in 1993, they tried to blow up the World Trade Center. Got part of the way, but not the whole way, and that was only part of it. The plans were to blow up the UN building, the Holland and Lincoln tunnels, the FBI building. I think there were others on the list. Well, they sort of got part way, but not all the way. The person who was jailed for that, finally, among the people who was jailed, was an Egyptian cleric who had been brought into the United States over the objections of the Immigration Service, thanks to the intervention of the CIA, which wanted to help out their friend. A couple of years later, he was blown up the World Trade Center. And this has been going on all over. I'm not going to run through the list, but if you want to understand it, it's consistent. It's a consistent picture. It's described in words. It's revealed in practice for 20 years. No reason not to take it seriously. That's the first category, the likely perpetrators.